You know, those guys did a great job keeping us in it all day. And, you know, like I told you guys a few weeks ago, no one cares, you know, who gets the credit for a win. We just want to win games. And they did a great job keeping us in it all day. I knew I could tell by the way they were playing. I just didn't want to make any mistakes out there and give their team a short field. I mean, and our defense is playing really well right now. So, you know, I was just pumped up. We finally got a touchdown off of a, you know, I think we got that off of one of their turnovers. And to finally capitalize on something that the defense did felt good. And I wanted to make sure I celebrated with those guys. Good, I think. I mean, you know, like I mentioned before, to see the way our defense was playing, I didn't want to go out and make a dumb play. Obviously, we didn't have the best day running the ball. And, you know, we were forced to pass it, and we made plays in the passing game. I think, you know, probably one of the biggest plays of the game was Hawk off schedule, that play where he breaks in, and then I looked to the running back, and then I came back across, and he broke out. I mean, you know, that really got us going. And then, you know, we come back a few plays later, hit Jim Dre on the keep with, you know, 52 coming full steam ahead. I mean, talking to the guys in our locker room, he gained the respect of everybody on our team. I mean, that guy, 52, Khalil Mack is one of the best players we've gone against this year, and that's a unanimous decision in that locker room. And so, like I said, he gained all of our respect, and we knew coming in he was going to be a tough player. I think, you know, we hit more passes. You know, that was critical, and you know, we didn't abandon our game plan. I think that was the big thing, is they were taking the run away, and we didn't panic and abandon the run game, and I mean abandon our game plan, and we hit some play action passes, and those were big plays for us. I think just all of our guys. I think, you know, I walk in the locker room on Wednesdays, and we have our game plan and our practice script, and I see guys, I see Miles, I see Gabriel, I see Hawk, Jordan Cameron, whoever it is, you know, they put the effort in, and when you have guys like that who are willing to do everything it takes to win the game, you give yourself a chance. And like I mentioned before, our defense played great, and yeah, we struggled a little bit on offense, but I think the mental toughness comes out when you're struggling, your defense gets a turnover, and you're able to capitalize on it and, you know, go up two scores. And then, you know, we get another turnover, and two plays later, you know, it's 23-6 or whatever it was. So, you know, you're not always going to win, you know, and it's not always going to be pretty. But when sometimes, you know, you have to win the game that way, and we were able to, and it took the total team effort today. Yeah, I mean, as a quarterback, you always feel bad, especially on a play like that. I know it was an illegal hit, but to you know, I think you made a great play. And then to lose him for the game, you know, it hurts. But, you know, it's something that we've dealt with all year long, next man up, and our guys did a good job. I mean, whether it was Jim Dre making that big play to get us down to the goal line or whatever it is, and hopefully, you know, Jordan's okay, and you know, we can get him for this week, but we'll see how it plays out. Yeah, I mean, our crowd was great today. You know, Coach Penn always talks about we control the volume. Obviously, the defense had more to do with that in the first half than we did, but, you know, they did a great job. There's a few false starts. And, you know, it's good to win at home because our fans deserve this. And like I told you guys many times before, we have an advantage when we play at home. And, you know, thankfully we have another home game coming up this week. And hopefully the weather's a little cold too. It was huge. I mean, that probably was the play of the game. He gets, you know, the fumble. Joe recovers it. He gets some return yardage. We come out, hit Hawk on the big play, hit Dre, and then boom, touchdown. I mean, that was the, you know, few minutes of the game that really counted. And I know from being a hometown guy how much it means to make plays out there in front of our crowd. For Dante to have a big play like that, I'm sure it was something special. No, not really. I think what I was thinking was, like I told you before, play smart. You know, our defense is doing a great job. Yeah, we're not running the ball great, but we are getting some play action plays and just keep battling. I think, you know, so many times you struggle to, you know, and it wasn't really moving the ball. We moved the ball well. We'd hit some big plays, but you struggle to connect on third down or you struggle to score points, and it can be frustrating. But I think we did a great job of, you know, using that mental toughness just to stay in it and know that our defense is doing a great job and you know, don't force anything. Don't give the other team any chance that they're not going to deserve, and just keep moving the ball. And all it takes is a few big plays to spark. And I think even after we scored that touchdown, you know, we come out and we're trying to kill the clock, and we ran the ball better. I mean, it just takes a little, you know, oomph right there, and you get the ball going, and I think your mindset changes. But I think, you know, it demonstrates the mental toughness we have to stay in the game and not get down on ourselves, especially after last week. That's huge. I think, you know, we talked about it last week, overreaction Monday. I mean, you know, whether we win or lose, people are going to overreact one way or the other. And for us, we just kind of got to stay like this and, you know, realize we take it one week at a time and know that we are a good football team. I think, you know, people, we go down there and lose to Jacksonville, people want to question if we're any good. And, you know, Kyle did a great job last night in his meeting. You know, he pulled up some old clips from the entire year. He goes, don't worry about it. You know, we're a good football team. We're going to go out there and we're going to execute. And who knows how it's gonna play out? Who knows who's gonna have the big play? But we are a good football team. Don't ever doubt ourselves. And I think I was ready to play last night when he had that speech and his tape. And you know, we just got to believe in ourselves. And I think with each week we come together and win more games, you know, we come out more confident.